In this bulletin, New South Wales records 5 coronavirus deaths in the past 24 hours. Stolen Generation survivors set for redress payments under a new repatriation scheme. And in sport, an announcement about the 2021 Rugby League World Cup expected today. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. New South Wales has recorded 262 new cases of COVID-19 from more than 100,000 tests. 5 deaths were also recorded, 3 people in their 60s, 1 person aged in their 70s, and 1 in their 80s. Meanwhile, Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says the Hunter and Upper Hunter regions will enter lockdown from 5 p.m. tonight in response to a number of positive cases.
So what we are putting in place is the New South Wales, the Sydney-wide restrictions in the areas of Newcastle, Lake Macquarie, Maitland, Port Stephens, Cessnock, Dungog, Singleton and Muswellbrook local government areas, and they will be in place from 5 p.m. today.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian is urging everyone eligible to be vaccinated to do so as soon as possible. Almost 180,000 Pfizer vaccine doses will be sent to New South Wales, while Queensland could also receive a boost as both states battle coronavirus outbreaks. Prime Minister Scott Morrison on Thursday announced the fast-track New South Wales package would increase the state's August allocation. The vast majority of the 183,690 doses will be sent to the epicentre of Sydney's outbreak in the southwestern suburbs. Australia has now vaccinated 20% of its population aged 16 and over, but continues to lag behind most of the world. Queensland has recorded 16 new local cases of COVID-19 from more than 50,000 tests, with 4 active in the community while infectious. It's the biggest COVID-19 outbreak since the first wave in 2020, as the state's southeast aims to emerge from lockdown in 4 days' time. Authorities are pleading with Queenslanders from the Gold Coast to Noosa to only go out for essential items and even consider limiting online shopping. Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young says 4 people were infectious in the community for a total of 5 days, and she is urging people to check with the government's website for new exposure sites.
So could everyone please check that you haven't been to one of those new exposure venues or one of the other exposure venues that are already on the site. The message going forward, please, any symptoms at all, anywhere in Queensland, but particularly in the southeast corner, come forward and get tested immediately.
More than $1 billion worth of measures aimed at reducing Indigenous disadvantage have been announced by the federal government as part of its Closing the Gap strategy. Key spending includes $378 million for a Stolen Generations redress scheme for the Northern Territory, ACT and Jervis Bay Territory, and support for a range of community health organisations and education initiatives. Drug and alcohol treatment services will receive $66 million. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the funding is about making sure Indigenous Australians have the same opportunities as all Australians.
Mr Speaker, on occasions like this, we quite rightly focus on the gaps that we need to fill and look to the places where Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders do not have the same opportunities as other Australians. And it's right that we do so.
To sport, the announcement of a postponement to the 2021 Rugby League World Cup is imminent after tournament organisers held an emergency board meeting on Wednesday. The decision to postpone the Cup to 2022 is expected to affect the men's, women's and wheelchair competitions, all of which were due to be held simultaneously in England this October and November. Organisers have been forced to admit defeat in their attempts to stage the World Cup as planned, following the decision of Australia and New Zealand to withdraw. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 20 degrees. Adelaide, a shower or two, 15. Melbourne, a light shower or two, 15 as well. Hobart, cloudy, 14. Canberra, similar conditions, 14 degrees. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 20. Sydney, much the same, 19. Newcastle, partly cloudy as well, 21. Brisbane, sunny, also 21. Cairns, similar conditions, 26. And Darwin, less humid and sunny, 33. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.